Chris Bowen.
The small town of Gyantsa in southern Tibet is home to about 8,000 people. The majority here are ethnic Tibetan and they live in the old part of town. Whereas the Chinese, mostly newcomers to Gyantsa, live in the new part. For some Tibetans, the harsh reality of living cheek by jowl with the Chinese is a daily experience. Others hold on to their traditional way of life in a rapidly changing world.
41 years after Robin Knox Johnston's historic achievement, a group of intrepid sailors are hoping to continue a proud solo tradition by taking part in the VLUX Five Oceans Race. Billed as the ultimate solo challenge, this is the longest and most grueling event for any individual in any sport. The competitors will be required to take on the might of the elements.
Oh, no.
Deal with life-threatening boat issues.
We've obviously hit something.
Confront severe danger head-on. And spend weeks at a time in total isolation.
Just had a difficult time getting into the groove here.
As they face up to these various challenges, we'll reveal exactly what it means to take on the world single-handed.
Physician Richard Lower had already been developing techniques for carrying out blood transfusions between dogs in Oxford. The Royal Society immediately elected him a member and proposed approaching Bedlam, London's lunatic asylum, for a suitable candidate for transfusion. The idea was that a change of blood would improve the patient's sanity. They found a deranged gentleman, Arthur Coger, who agreed for a fee of one guinea to allow himself to be used for a public demonstration at a Royal Society meeting.